Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Now, with the sunny weather, your thoughts might have turned to summer holidays and perhaps flying somewhere on holiday. Or perhaps you spent the bank holiday weekend rediscovering your garden and noticed noisy planes overhead that spoilt the peace and quiet. And noise from planes going to and from Luton Airport is an ongoing controversy, with noise levels generally increasing. So the news that Luton Airport is putting into action some measures to reduce noise should perhaps be good. Now, later we'll hear from campaign group St Albans Quieter Skies and hear what their reaction to the announcements are. But let's start by hearing from James Dontas, who is the Flight Operations Manager at London Luton Airport. James, thank you very much for joining me. So the noise restrictions that London Luton Airport is going to be making are as a result of exceeding your projected outline for nighttime noise by 1.5 kilometres squared last year. Could you just explain to us what that means?
So we have some of the most stringent noise control measures of any major UK airport, and one of those measures is what's known as a nighttime noise contour. Now, that's a complex measurement which is taken over a 92-day period during the summer, and it gives us a snapshot of what the overall noise footprint is of the airport. And unfortunately, last year we exceeded our 37.2 square kilometre limit by 1.5 square kilometres. And that's why we're taking immediate steps and adding additional measures to ensure it doesn't happen again.
And do you know what caused this exceedance?
Yes, so last year there was sort of significant weather disruption and industrial action across Europe, which caused a large number of flights to arrive in the nighttime period that should have arrived in the daytime period, and that kind of contributed to pushing us over the limit.
Right, okay. So this is a limit that is prescribed by a planning condition or something like that?
That's correct, yeah. It's one of the planning conditions that was attached to our approval to redevelop the airport.
Right, okay. So this is an obligation. You have to reduce that noise level then?
Correct.
Okay. So what are you proposing to do to sort things out?
So over and above the already stringent noise measures that we have, we've taken steps to stop any additional nighttime flights from occurring. We've put in place a ban on any ad hoc flights during the nighttime period.
Could you just explain what ad hoc means?
So there's two different types of flights. There's a series or a scheduled flight, which airlines file a seasonal period, or there's ad hoc flights, which are short-term or short notice flights, for example, a business aviation flight or potentially a sporting charter flight, which may carry football fans or sporting fans from one country to another.
Okay, so they're more sort of one-off type flights then?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And you're going to schedule less, you're going to have less scheduled nighttime flights as well, is that right?
Or that's correct. So when we realised we had exceeded the limit, one of the things we did was we put in place a stop on any further scheduled flights as well as the additional ones for ad hoc flights and preventing operators from rescheduling from daytime into nighttime.
Oh, I see. Okay. So the changes that you're making, as far as noise reduction goes, it's only nighttime flights, and it's only in the period for June the 1st to September the 30th. Why are you not making it a more general, longer time for these restrictions?
So the June till September, that's our busiest time of the year through the summer, and we know that will have the greatest noise impact by putting the restrictions on that period. And in terms of not doing anything for the daytime, it's only the nighttime contour limit that we exceeded last year. All of the other noise restrictions that we have in place, we were well below those limits. So it's just this one night noise contour that we exceeded.
Right, so it's just because that's where you were in breach of the conditions placed upon you.
That's
so
correct.
You are making some other changes to your flights that will hopefully make them a little quieter. One of them is to do with landing gear. Can you explain what that is?
Well, we're always looking for new ways to reduce the impact of noise on our local communities, and the delayed landing gear trial was just one example of that. So most of the noise that an aircraft creates on landing comes from the drag produced as it slows down, not from the engines. So we worked with our operators and asked that they delay the deployment of that landing gear to as late as possible. And then during the trial, we measured noise levels at strategic locations along the approach path at sort of 6 miles and 7 miles away, and we recorded a reduction of 2.7 decibels and 3.4 decibels respectively. And what that really means is that for the residents on the ground, the noise was reduced by an average of 50%.
Oh, wow, that is a big difference.
It's really, really good result. And I'm pleased to say that currently 77% of our operators have now adopted this as a standard operating procedure, and we continue to encourage the rest of our operators to do the same.
Okay. But this will only affect landings. It won't affect takeoffs, because I think that is, particularly for the people to the north of St. Thomas, I think that's a particular concern of theirs.
That's correct, yeah. This only relates to arriving aircraft as opposed to departing.
Right, OK. Now, the last time I spoke to somebody from London Luton Airport in this show, they said that there will be some new, quieter planes which will be operating out of Luton sometime during the summer period. Are these planes in operation now?
Yes, some of them are. EasyJet have got five of the newest Airbus Neos in their fleet. And we regularly see those operating through Luton. TUI are expecting to receive their new quieter Boeing aircraft at the end of this year. And then Wizz Air are expecting to receive theirs at the start of spring next year and into the summer. So it's looking good. I mean, we continue to work with all of our airlines to ensure that they... that they're looking at modernising their fleet and bringing the newer, quieter aircraft to Luton as soon as possible.
Excellent. James Dantas, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you.
And I was talking there to James Dantas, who is the Flight Operations Manager at London Luton Airport. So next I spoke to Nigel Green of the campaign group St Albans Quieter Skies. He joined me in the studio. So that's good news then, Nigel. Luton Airport are putting in some noise restrictions to reduce noise at night.
Well, yes, we are pleased that there are some new noise restrictions at night, but very interesting to see that none of them really attack the reason we have been given for the excess noise.
Okay. So what do you understand to be the reason for excess night noise then?
Well, we've been told that the excess noise last summer was caused by delayed flights, build up of delay during the day, which is sort of understandable, but none of the remedies that are being put in place will really address that.
So wouldn't that be covered by the no flights to be rescheduled to take place at night?
No, because a delayed flight isn't a rescheduled flight.
Okay, then. So you think that actually the root cause, the delayed flights, they've been ignored?
There are certainly no measures to ensure that schedules are kept.
Right.
You know, the airlines could be given encouragement to keep their aircraft flying on time.
Okay.
But, you know, the real bottom line problem here is that the expansion of the airport has been so rapid, they are so far ahead of where they said they would be, that the newer aircraft, which were assumed to be in place, but make less noise, and so it would enable to operate more of them and stay within these noise contours, just aren't available in the fleets yet.
Well, they did. James did say that some new planes have already been employed, and they're coming online all the time. So they are bringing these new planes in.
Yes, they are, but not fast enough. They've had the expansion, but we're getting the noise. And this is the reason why they are hitting these noise limits.
Well, I mean, James did say that actually they have not exceeded their noise profile during the day, you know, so they are within what they're permitted to do. So it presumably is not causing so much of a problem for them.
Well, we think it is. It was very interesting to hear James say that they were going to ensure that it didn't happen again. And very interesting to hear him say that they had an obligation to comply.
Yeah.
I would be very interested to have a small wager if we're going to be sitting here again at the end of the summer or next year and see if they have managed to stay within their contours.
Okay. I mean, another point that James made was that Luton Airport is one of the most regulated airports, so there are limits to what they can do noise-wise.
There are controls in place. I would certainly question if it was one of the most regulated. They have the advantage that they don't operate wide-body jets. They are smaller European sort of, range aircraft, and so they're not the noisiest types, and this certainly helps them to stay, well, it should be helping them stay within a range of noise regulation.
Okay. I suppose the bottom line is that presumably local people want to fly, and this is why the passenger numbers are going up so quickly. So really, isn't it just fulfilling a local demand, and frankly, noise is inevitable?
Well, noise, yes, is inevitable. Although, first of all, I would take issue that it's local. People are travelling from the length and breadth of the country to fly from Luton, chasing the lowest prices. And quite honestly, some of the prices that are on sale, ticket prices on sale, are so cheap, they must be making money elsewhere. So I don't think it's local. We're getting the nation's noise imported into our community. Not happy about that. They could do more to share the noise. It's not right that their busiest route, they only have one departure route. It attempts to fly the corridor between St Albans and Harpenden. Both communities are upset. We think they should be exploring other routes, some to the north.
Okay. I mean, the other thing that Luton do say that they are engaging with the local community, so they are trying to take on board the concerns, and certainly they've met with MPs, they've met with groups like yours. Do you say that, I mean, are they listening?
They are listening and they hear what we are saying, but I'm not sure that there is a very strong desire to do anything about it. I think they see us as a problem to be managed. First and foremost comes the dollar that they're chasing. The airport continuously tells us that they want to be the best neighbour possible. And quite honestly, your neighbours don't go making a lot of noise in the middle of the night.
Indeed.
You know, it's nighttime noise which is the most disturbing to people. They might not like it during the day, but it's when you're woken at night that people really get angry.
Indeed. So if listeners are disturbed by planes, particularly during the night, what should they do?
Well, you can put in a complaint to the airport, be one of many, but everyone counts. And I think also they should write to their MP. Because the airport has been quite dismissive of the increased complaints that went in during last year. So I think we've got to explore other routes.
Okay, righty-ho. So pick up your pens or your computers and make your voice known. Nigel Green, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you, Amanda.
I was talking there to Nigel Green of St Albans Quieter Skies. Remember, you can listen to this and to other editions of Environment Matters on the Environment page of the Radio Verulam website, www.radioverulam.com/environment. Now, I've got a couple of events coming up that might be of interest to you. Learn how to birdwatch. Now, I thought you might be interested in that one. That's on Monday the 21st of May, but it's run by the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust, so it will get booked up quickly. It's not booked up at the moment, so do get in there. That's Monday the 21st of May. It's 10 o'clock to 11:30, and you're invited to join Harpenden's friendly people and wildlife officer in Lydeker Park in Harpenden to learn the basics of garden bird identification, plus hints and tips to make birding fun and easy. And that's apparently suitable for all ages, but you must book. And it's free. It's funded by Harpenden Town Council, so you don't have to pay anything to attend. Now, the National Open Garden Scheme is again in action this week. You're invited to join them at a garden which is new to them this year. It's called Pie Corner, rather entertainingly, and it's open on Sunday between 2 and 5. Now, it's on Millhouse Lane in Bedmond, and if you go there, apparently if you go to the centre of Bedmond, Millhouse Lane is opposite the shops, and the entrance to the garden, to Pie Corner, is 50 metres down Millhouse Lane. And this is a garden that's designed to complement the modern classical house. There are formal areas near the garden with views down the valley, and including lawns and a formal pool. And the garden becomes more formal towards the woodland edge. There's a dry garden which leads through new meadow planting to the vegetable garden. My goodness, there's a lot at this place, isn't there? So you can enjoy blossom bulbs, wild garlic and bluebells. Access to all areas is on grass or gravel paths, except the formal pond where there are some steps. So I'm kind of thinking if you've got mobility issues, you should be okay with most of this garden. Now, as I say, it's on Sunday. It's 2 till 5. It costs £4.50. And there will be homemade teas. That was the bit you were waiting for, wasn't it? Yes, there will be homemade teas. So all good there. So that's on Sunday, and you need to remember to book your place on the becoming a bird watcher. Right. Do follow me on Twitter at @RV_environment, and you've got a Facebook page too, so do go and like that. Or you can drop me a line on amanda@radioverulam.com if you've got any comments about the show or ideas that you'd like us to cover. Love to hear from you all the time, and lots of the shows are due to listeners' suggestions. Now, I'm going to be back at 7 o'clock next Wednesday, but until then, thank you for listening.